Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is WWJ All Local.
Hundreds of new confirmed coronavirus cases being reported by the state again today. Health officials say there are 660 new positive cases and 7 new deaths. In all, more than 72,500 cases have been confirmed in Michigan since the start of the pandemic. At last count, there were just about 440 COVID inpatients around the state. The percent positive, just over 3%. Governor Whitmer's order on wearing masks went into effect this past Monday, and today she's updating the order with clarifications. Latest executive order now requires public safety officers, like police, to wear a face covering unless it would interfere with their job. It also says wearing a mask at a polling place for voting is not required, but strongly encouraged. The updated order also says businesses may not assume that an unmasked customer cannot medically tolerate a face covering, but they can accept a customer's verbal answer when questioned about not wearing a mask. Governor Whitmer being asked to keep auto plants running.
The group Mish Auto sending a letter to the governor outlining the importance of the industry and the importance of keeping plants open. The governor this week saying if the pandemic gets worse, she could be forced to order the plants closed. Mish Auto Director Glenn Stevens says those plants have proven to be safe.
Playbooks were put together by Lear and Magna, General Motors, and Ford, which were extremely detailed and are proving to be effective.
Mish Auto also beginning its own efforts to get people to use masks in an effort to stop virus spread and to keep business going. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Presidential politicking in Michigan, but it wasn't in person. Jill Biden joined Governor Whitmer taking a virtual tour of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers Metro Detroit Training Center in Warren. The governor says the training programs are key to bringing back the middle class.
What is going on in training facilities like this? That's how you change lives. That's how you rebuild our country. That's how you rebuild the middle class and give people paths to prosperity.
Jill Biden says her husband's economic recovery plan will create jobs and raise wages. A spokesman for the Trump campaign says, unlike Joe Biden's job-killing policies of higher taxes and banning fossil fuels, the president will continue to put the American worker first and deliver results that built the strongest economy ever. The coronavirus will not stop fall sports from being played in Michigan, at least not yet.
According to a release that was issued today by the Michigan High School Athletic Association, football and other sports will go on as scheduled this fall. However, the MHSAA also announces in that release they have a number of contingency plans in place in case those seasons are interrupted by COVID-19. Had a chance to speak today with the MHSAA's Jeff Kimmerly, who said they solicited a number of opinions before making this decision.
We have talked to school administrators from all over Michigan, and really they wanted to stick with trying fall sports in the fall. So at the end of all of that conversation, this is where we ended up. And I think we're in a good spot, because even if we do start things in the fall, if something happens, we do have the entire school year to finish things up.
Tony Ortiz, WWJ News Radio 950.
Meanwhile, Justin Newcomb, head varsity football coach at Sterling Heights Stevenson, says adjusting to the new normal has been tough. He takes his team through what he calls a crawl, walk, run process.
First, you just got to learn to crawl and kind of get a lay of the land of how things are going to go and how can you run a social distance practice and a conditioning session. And once you kind of get in there and understand how it's supposed to be and what it right looks like, then you start to walk a little bit. And now that you're in it for a few weeks and you get comfortable, Kids understand it, and you don't have to make as many corrections because kids know the expectations, coaches know the expectations.
The MHSAA says ultimately, if a fall sport has to be suspended due to an outbreak, the season could resume later in the school year.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.